Headline: The Three Most Likely Outcomes for SECV Ripple Lawsuit, published at 7:02 p.m. UTC, February 27, 2025. From the day the J. Clayton Chaired Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, filed its lawsuit against Ripple in December 2020, the final outcome has been up for debate. According to one side, commissioners would obviously prevail on the merits of SECV Ripple et al. In contrast, investors who appreciated the thousands of percentage point gains in XRP's price since its initial coin offering, ICO, found it hard to sympathize with the SEC's attempt to protect investors from non-existent harm. The lawsuit was born into controversy. Clayton resigned as chairman one day after commissioners jointly filed their SEC lawsuit, suspiciously stepping down from his term 6 months early. Without explaining itself, the SEC also dropped its personal charges against Ripple co-founders Chris Larson and Brad Garlinghouse. As litigation dragged on, certainty about any particular outcome faded. Ripple's well-paid lawyers guided the suit through proceedings for years with no final decision. Finally, on July 13, 2023, the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of New York issued its final decision. Ripple would pay a manageable fine for some behaviors, but didn't break the law by selling XRP to most retail investors. Reinvigorated, Ripple's supporters interpreted that ruling by Judge Annalisa Torres as clearing the most important category of XRP transactions from illegality. In their mind, that was the end of the years-long lawsuit. However, the SEC has been pursuing an appeal of Torres's ruling since October 2024. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit now has that appellate determination in its hands. Subheading outcome. Number 1. Affirmation. That appeal brings the reader to the first and most likely outcome of SECV Ripple et al., that the Second Circuit will affirm Torres's decision. Most U.S. appellate courts affirm the rulings of the lower court. Moreover, Ripple is cross-appealing Torres's decision, which grants even more probability that the appeal will affirm the ruling. Statistically speaking, therefore, the most likely outcome of the lawsuit is that Torres's ruling will be affirmed on appeal. Subheading, outcome number 2, settling the cross-appeals. The next most likely outcome is probably a settlement. With the resignation of ex-chairman Gary Gensler and a brand new presidential administration, XRP supporters have good reason to hope for a politically influenced settlement. Supporting this possibility is none other than Donald Trump himself, who posted a link to a CoinDesk article that described his administration's positive effects on XRP and Ripple. Garlinghouse says Ripple has also done more hiring within the U.S. since Trump won the election. Since the SEC's leadership has changed, it has already dropped, settled, and paused several cases against crypto businesses like Uniswap and Robinhood. This has led to speculation that it could drop or settle its Ripple lawsuit as well. Subheading, outcome number 3, reversal of the trial court. Finally, the third most likely outcome is a reversal of Torres's trial court decision. This would grant the SEC a definitive victory. There are two controversial rulings that Torres made that angered the SEC. One, that Ripple didn't illegally sell XRP in programmatic sales to retail buyers. And two, that Ripple didn't illegally accept non-cash services and labor in exchange for XRP. Obviously, the SEC would like the Second Circuit to overturn both of those determinations. If the Second Circuit does overturn either of her rulings, that would be a third possibility for the ultimate outcome of this lawsuit. This recording is AI generated. Get more crypto news at protos.com.